Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, obviously, week before the draft, GMs are going to tell you nothing or they're going to outright lie to you. What about this? What if that audio means he's not worried about that scenario because we're moving up? Still haven't signed a corner.
No.
And everybody thinks trading down, trade down, trade down. What happens when you hear about something before the draft too much?
Doesn't happen.
Ha ha ha. Fully clothed. So.
You got to stop doing this.
I can't help it. That was an amazing WWJ news report. What if a week from tonight, they're actually moving up and they're taking a corner? What if Brad Holmes has centered in as an elite scout, as the guy who corners and safeties were his specialty in Los Angeles? Mm-hmm. What if Brad Holmes is able to so easily and perfectly answer that question and laugh a little bit because he knows inside that buttoned up three-piece vest, he's got another card to play. What if we're moving up for what he deems to be the number one corner in the draft?
You know what? How about I meet you halfway? I like what you're thinking. I like where you're going with this.
Fully clothed?
Maybe. Because the thing is, when he makes those senior days and those trips to Alabama, he normally comes away with a player. When you look at the history, he went again this year. We all thought it was for Kool-Aid. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's for Arnold, the better of the corners. Kool-Aid, and that was last week. Let's get Terrion Arnold. Let's move up. So you're right. And that's one where you don't have to, like, really break the bank to move up.
And what would set this town ablaze?
You probably need to move up. Let me see.
14 spots.
No, I was about to say, to get him, you probably need to move up about 9 to 10 spots.
Okay. I just.
That's what I'm saying. Let's split the difference because
that's
think
fine.
He's got an infinity for Alabama players, and it's worked so far.
Brian Branch has put the word out.
Yeah.
I just want to know. We'll have some fun with this. The idea of the trade down has been talked about too much. Brad answered it too perfectly.
He was ready.
And what if in front of 150,000 people? Now, all of a sudden, the Detroit Lions are now on the clock. People will be having babies.
The question is Brad Holmes going to be fully clothed or not?
Fully.
You sure? Because at this point,
at least a vest on.
If he trades up, that's all he would need is a vest. And that's it.
What if Holmes makes the pick, vest, no shirt underneath, goes full Chippendales, dials it up draft night?
Yeah.
Like Rambo, bullet chain, vest, no shirt.
Come out there to I'm a Real American, Hulk Hogan style.
Lions bandana. Yes.
Ear to the crowd. Let me hear it. Kenny, I don't hear you in the back.
Right. But what if the actual plan is they're going to move up? That they don't have that secondary corner with Cam Sutton gone. Holmes has shown you he will maneuver and he will take the players he identifies, right? Mm-hmm. Rico, people at large, David, Kenny. Week from tonight, they make a substantial trade to move up and draft a corner. What is your reaction? 248-539-9797. And I'll get it out of the way. I'd have no problem with it. Because once again, no matter how badly some of you want to act like, oh, you don't trust Brad. I trust Brad explicitly. I don't have to drink his bathwater in free agency. The draft? No qualms. Do whatever the hell you want. But what about a bold draft night move in front of 150,000 people? Kenny Cott, no pants on. And they move up to pick 15 and take Terrion Arnold. They move up to pick 14 and take Quinyon Mitchell. I'm just asking. 248-539-9797. That audio, they're going to do the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. Come on. David, tell me. Now, if you think I'm crazy, you could say it. I don't even have feelings. I'm crazy, aren't I?
No, I don't think you're crazy.
I'm crazy.
I will say this. I agree with you, especially on the cornerback situation. Kenny has been yelling at me for a week because all I've been doing is yelling at him over and over again, telling him the Lions are getting a corner. They're getting a corner. I've looked at their top 30 visits that teams do before the draft, and it's nothing but cornerbacks on that list. But there's two names on that list. Quinyon Mitchell, who came in for the local day visit, along with they met at the combine. And then Terrion Arnold, who, Rico, you already mentioned, they went to Alabama's pro day. What's the thing with those two? They're not going to be there at 29.
Oh, that's right.
You have to trade up to get them. And I believe they've fallen in love with one of them, maybe both of them. And now, yes, a trade up is happening.
See, in their perfect world, all the J.J. love happens. It's nothing but quarterbacks, wide receivers, O-linemen, Dallas Turner, a bunch of defensive players that I do think if you hit around pick, I'm trying to think because, you know, the Raiders after the Raiders and they're still both of those corners are sitting there. Okay, who can we make that deal with to move up? Who needs this? Who can we make that call to? I mean, you got the, like I said, I think you probably have to at least move up to the Rams, and I think the Rams are at pick 19. That's the floor. Anything past that, and it's probably, this plan is not going to work. So, you know, he's got a relationship with the Rams that maybe he could pick up the phone. If one of those guys is still there at 19, it would cost, looking at the value chart, you would swap your number one pick, plus you would have to give them a number three in order to move up to get that corner that you want.
And here's my thing. I trust Brad Holmes enough. If he's identified a corner he likes, I really don't care what it costs to do it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Like I'm gonna go with it because he's at the craps table, and he's just making point after point after point. The luck will run out. Right. They're going to have a draft bust. No. They're going to have a bad draft class at some point. I'm just saying, while he's hot, okay, you know, for all the people who like that stupid phrase, let him cook. No, seriously, get him an apron. Let him cook.
Now, if he's really in love with one, he could probably move up if you trade the number one and number two pick this year. He could move up as high as about pick 16, Seattle. That's about the highest that he could get without having to go and just mortgage the future.
Kenny?
I think my opinion of it would be unmitigated excitement because of exactly what you said. I would think that we're about exactly.
Indeed.
He's built up, as you've said, the track record of, I think we're about to get one of the best corners in this draft if he does that.
And you're a Super Bowl team.
And you're a Super Bowl
and
team.
And you feel you might be one player away.
Exactly. He's built up this track record, and now it pays off. It cashes in. He trades up. I'm almost at a point where he could trade up, and I'm not quite sure I care what he goes after. If he's trading up, I think we're going to get one of the best first-rounders in the draft. And, outside of a quarterback,
right,
outside
well,
of all
let
that.
Let me sell you this pen. Because Rico brings up something interesting here. When you look at, you're going to see at least five receivers go in the top 20. Five in the top 20 minimum. Mm-hmm. You're going to see likely at least four quarterbacks in the top 20.
Nine picks.
Okay. Yep. So then you factor in, let's make one assumption. One team is going to do something incredibly stupid. Just brain dead, cheese crunchies for brains, idiocy. That means if you move at all, in essence, you're getting one of the 10 best players in this deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there could be something because think to
about,
it.
You still have probably about three O-linemen that'll go up in there. So now you're at 12. Dallas Turner's in there. Now you're at 13. If you're the Lions, you need these guys to slide. If they can get to about pick 16, if both are there at pick 15, then that's when you pick up the phone, you call Seattle and say, hey, let's do this. You take our first, we swap first round picks, plus we give you our second round pick.
The Brad audio. Do you believe trading out of that pick is the reality? Do you believe that's something that they would do? And obviously, you got an organization to run. But it is a very unique situation coming off the greatest season in team history. The draft is here. There will be 125,000, 150,000 people here. They're not trading out of that pick, are they? So what would it lead you to? Well, Brad Holmes identifies what he wants, and he points the gun, and he goes after it. What if it's a move up to get a corner? 248-539-9797. We'll start with that. We got the leaked Lions uniforms. We'll get to those as well.
Hmm. No, this may actually work because here's the other thing. You got between Denver and the Raiders and what the Vikings are going to do. You may see either a Penix or Knicks slide into one of those spots as well. So that just keeps pushing all of those corners down. Now, eventually, I think it's going to be one of those where the run on corners happen, where you see three go in a row. But if you could push that down to like the late teens, he's got enough. He can jump in there. It's going to cost you your second rounder.
What is your reaction to it if it happens? Week from tonight, guys. They move up, they take a corner. Or they just move up at all. Is that, how about this? Maybe the better way to phrase it is, collectively, could we all be Kenny, where it's, I don't even care necessarily what they take. I like the idea of adding an elite prospect to this Super Bowl team. That's really what moving up is. Maybe Kenny said it best that it wouldn't matter, that if he moved up.
It wouldn't matter. And I'm kind of.
I'll tell you one thing. Your plums would explode if they got a Dunze. I would need a new co-host. Rico would be in a hospital bed with frozen peas on his lap.
No, we would just have him calling in every week. So,
good Lord,
he would be our Jared Goff. The only thing is,
Deflator. Don't do it right now.
All right.
It's 68 and sunny. Don't you dare deflate the vibes.
That's been you for the last 2 days.
Fully clothed. 248-539-9797. We're going to get to your phone calls. We're going to talk about the uniforms a little bit. They got leaked. Rico has a far stronger opinion than I do. I'm going to take a page out of John Jansen's book.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to live in delusion. I'm going to let it play out. And I have a reason. We'll get to all that and more next. 97.1.